What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the EG3 Podcast. Eddie Greer III here, recording on this Saturday, the first day of March. Oh, can y'all believe it? Already here in 2025, we have made it to the third month of the calendar year. Thank you so much for taking time out of your Monday. Yes, I'm recording on a Saturday. This will come out on Sunday night, which is tomorrow night on the 2nd, but first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much. The EG3 show, sports, running, whatever important comes across this desk in Kansas City, Missouri, recording on which has been a cooler Saturday here in the KC metro area. We're on Amazon, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get listen to your favorite podcast here as we roll along here. First episode of the month of March here, and I've been meaning to get to the mic here, but I've been so zeroed in on work, my other podcast, running, whatever's going on in my weekly, daily schedule here. But I am going to start to record these things on Saturday. Obviously, I'm not going to be racing that much anyways. So, recording on Saturday and posting on Sunday night. So, that's kind of the brief plan, kind of the quote unquote loose plan going on. Hey, that's the benefit of recording your own podcast, is the fact that you can record whenever you want. So, but with my other K-State, I'm so focused on my K-State podcast that I kind of put this one a little bit off to the side a little bit, but this is a weekly podcast. This is not an everyday podcast. So, but again, thank you so much for tuning in. And yes, apparently there was a race going on today, not out here, but in Lawrence, Kansas, and I'm going to go ahead and say it because I finally procrastinated long enough that I needed to sign up for it now before the prices rolled up. And I've said this since the beginning of the year, and I had a great, great, great run this morning. Shout out to my girl, Haley. It's been a minute, but awesome, awesome, chill run, and it was literally chill. Looking at my numbers here, after the run. But anyways, yes. So I did sign up for the Irish Mile in Lawrence. Yes, sir. That's how you stack up PTO, which is paid time off. I have a lot of that. So yeah. So I'm gonna use Monday, taking off to go back to Lawrence, and we're going to see if we're going to PR, get under five. That I'm going to lay it out there, get under five, because last year, you want to find out what happened last year, well, I'm already going to give it away, but you want to find more details of what happened last year, that episode is out on the feed. You'll have to scroll and find that, but yes, we're going back and seeing we can do better. Obviously, the goal, obviously, this year, across the board, PR, maybe try to win Masters. Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? But kind of forming a game plan for that as I speak. So, a small game plan. There's not really much of a game plan, but go fast. Fast is the name. But, yeah, so Lawrence Irish Mile goes down in a couple of weeks. I can't wait. I cannot wait. All this built-up energy got going on, trying not to fall in that trap, but staying on task. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to get back out to Lawrence and see what we got. No, I've been really going at it hard with marathon training this cycle, really trying to focus, work on bettering myself, bettering my craft each and every time out on a run. I'm really excited about the long run tomorrow. Hits IT man. We'll have to see about that. But I'm really excited. I'm getting excited by the minute, by the day. So that's the plan. The podcast, first event, which will be the Lawrence Irish Mile Monday. And, of course, we'll do a postcast after the fact. So, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm excited to see what we got for him. I know everybody's the question, obviously, around me. Well, there's two questions that has been surrounding about me, about where's your next race at? Hey, Eddie, where's your next race at? And, of course, the other question I have told y'all, the Boston question, I think it's come up more And of course, Boston's in 7 weeks, and we're not doing Boston this year. I'm doing Garmin Olathe, which is 2 weeks after that. And I figure, you know, if we're going to get a shot at qualifying for the 2026, might as well just try, go out and see what we can get. So here I am again in the marathon game. But that's what we got for the podcast. And of course, the bridge and dam smack in the middle of it. Now, there has been some back and forth about that, whether I should do it, because that's right at the start of the taper phase. So I don't even know what to do about that then. But again, those are my peeps. KCRC, shout out to you guys. We're going to go back over there. So that's the start of my taper phase. So I don't even know what I'm going to do. But obviously, the 10K is going to be the plan regardless, because can't do a marathon. Or not marathon. I can't do a marathon. Can't do the half, obviously, which was going to be the original plan, to do one of the halves, whether the Rock the Parkway or the Bridge of Dam. Well, we decided to get myself back into the marathon game, and right now we are gobbling up the mileage right now. So we'll worry about that when it cross when that time comes. But that's all I got right now, and we're not trying to jump into any more of these weekend races right now. We're trying to focus on the task at hand. We have a couple of goals that we want to accomplish here in 2025. And what I've been saying on this podcast, unfinished business. That has been the goal from, that has been the mission from day one. Unfinished business is gonna all gonna start. Come on Mondays, baby. Lawrence Irish Mile by Saucony. I cannot wait. Is that how you say it, Saucony? I think that's close enough. But anyways, that's the mission's at hand. We are locked in on trying to get this done and doing the best we can. And I'm excited about it, about the Irish Mile, going out there in front of the crowds and whatnot, seeing what we got for them boys and gals out there. Well, mainly the faster people. But yeah, so we'll see what happens there as well. And the Shamrock Shuffle apparently went down as I'm recording this today, which happened just a couple hours ago with the 5 and 10K out there. And I believe it happened on the same exact trail that we did my first little bit of tempo runs that I did out there in Lawrence. Was it back in January? Yeah, it's been a month since I've been out there. I might try to sneak out there before that, but I don't know. I don't know right now. I just plug and go, baby, plug and go. But yeah, that went down today. So congratulations to those that traveled out to Lawrence and participated, whether that was the 5K and the 10K. I don't know. I don't have the KC Running Company's calendar pulled up right now, but I believe there could be a race tomorrow. Usually there's races going on. At least I know Saturdays for sure. Sundays, 75% chance. So those of you out there that love to do those, enjoy being out there with the Run Fam, whether that's Lawrence, Kansas City, Manhattan. Manhattan's got a couple of races going down next month as well. I know they had a 2 mile and 10K races going down. That's the same week as the Irish Mile. I decided, well, I wanted to do the mile. I wanted to have another crack at that road mile under 5 shot. So that's what we're going to do there as well. So shout out to my guys, my peeps out there in Manhattan as well. This is the EG3 podcast here, recording on the first day of March. Eddie Greer III here, coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Yeah, that's been popping up a lot. I know I talked about it here on this podcast, and that talk is probably going to continue right on into the summer and the fall, obviously. And I know that's ways down the line. Next year's Boston, I know, is seems to be miles away, but try not to get too wrapped up in that. And look, yes, I had this discussion with Haley and several other people, for that matter, about the fact that Angela brought it up in a previous run. Several other people have brought it up to me. And yes, for those people that get ready for Boston, keep doing y'all thing. As Boston's around the corner, Atlanta, a couple of my running friends are doing that as well. That's higher on, to me, that's higher on my bucket list than Boston is. But in my opinion, because I am from Georgia and I want to do that hometown race at some point, maybe within the next 3 years. I know it's known for its hills. Everywhere has hills. You can't avoid that. But all you can do is do the best you can, like I've always say on this show. So I know Atlanta is definitely high on the list. Boston's creeped up there. And look, when I got back into this deal, when this running deal, I was a whole big in this whole Boston thing. And so, but that question has been brought up to me, you know, how many times. And look, I don't mind answering it. That's fine. It was okay. I'm not irritated. I'm not mad or anything less like that. I just find it funny that, you know, I tell people all the time, I have not run. People think I've ran Boston before. I'm like, nope. I've never ran it. Never ran a road, and overall never ran a road major until last fall in Chicago, which we did. We fared decent. Should we fare better? Maybe, probably. But again, marathon, you don't know what's going to happen. And these things, everything, as I've heard in these running podcasts, everything has to quote unquote line up for you well, so you can crush your time. You want to get to your goals, right? But sometimes, and I said this on my other podcast, literally last night, when talking about the K-State baseball team, you got to get breaks also. but with on the other side of the coin, those breaks don't go your way sometimes. And that's exactly what I'm talking about when I talk about this marathon Boston, right? Boston is own cast own characteristics. That's why, you know, you hear these stories all the time, like, Boston's another beast out here. It has a unique characteristics, whether you're super fast or you're trying to get that elusive medal, which Boston revealed this medal several weeks ago, by the way, via social on Twitter or X, or however you want to say it now. But it just, to me, that keeps, you know, that fuel, that drive to get better. And also, why Boston continues to drop its times down, because it's so freaking competitive. Yeah, you thought you could just walk up in there. It's like any other major. It's not. It's its own unique way. Well, it is its own major, because it ain't like New York. It's not like Chicago, where everybody seems to get in, whether it's via time or whatnot. Excuse me. As again, by the way, I am on the back end of this cold. I'm finally getting my voice back after losing it last week randomly. So, see, also a theme around the KC area that a lot of people have had these flus and whatnot. And I'm luckily it was not the flu, but still somehow got sick again last week. So that's another thing why I've not been able to record this earlier in the week, because I've been getting over being sick not once but twice in a matter of 10 days. But at the same time, still being hard-headed as I am, going out and training, not trying to get behind. And so I am trying not to, well, not that I'm, I mean, sometimes you try, I mean, sometimes life happens, which we all get that at some point or another. Yes, yep, I can attest to that. But again, you want to try to stay on task with the training, and that's what I've done for the most part, despite, you know, these colder temperatures. Now, we saw a nice week here in the KC metro area, that's for sure. Very nice until this morning, where, oh, damn, that irritating wind chill can get you. So, but anyways, yeah, so that's why you hear me coughing. I can't edit that because I don't have my advanced equipment, so you'll have to listen to me for the rest of the episode cough a little bit. But yeah, Boston, it's its own unique characteristics, and you just have to roll with with the course, right? It's a unique, to me, the training's all the same, in my humble opinion. I think training's all the same. It's just dependent on, you know, hey, it's kind of, to me, when you get to race day, it's kind of like you can abide by this, and this. But when it comes to race day, that starting line, everything kind of goes out the window. People go start off fast. Well, now you're feeling good. And the next thing you know, you hit mile 15, 16. I was like, oh, damn. Here we go with the lockup. So, I mean, it's kind of like game day. It's like you can prepare all you can do, like a football game, marathon, a baseball game, whatnot, the postseason. But when it comes down to game day or race day, you have to execute and hope you win or hope you get that goal, right? So That's what we're going here for this Garmin Alecta here is trying to hit. I know I need to hit. I'm going to go back and check the, not that it really matters because they keep changing the damn standards, but the Boston standards for at least this year anyways, because look, technically I've qualified not once, but twice. And yet not having to get in because the fact that Boston continues to dip the times down. None of my own doing. I can't do nothing about that. All I know is I need to get faster. That's the point of the drift here. I need to get faster, point blank. Ain't nobody to blame. You blame everybody's blaming the times and whatnot. And hey, you know, that's okay too. That's okay too because it's gotten harder. And the fact that look in Tokyo. Oh, by the way, in Tokyo, that's going on this weekend as well. Whether that is this morning or tomorrow. Don't know the exact time and date, but I know that's happening this weekend as well. For those of you who are participating in that, that is the very first world major of the 2025 year. So whoever's participating in that, whether that's friends, family, you got friends, runners that are doing that, good luck to your guys and gals. Hope they go out and crush the Tokyo course. And I'm sure... What's his name that I follow on, see his YouTube videos? Damn it. I can't think of it right now, but I know he's going to post something on there. I'm going to get off here and that it's going to be a light bulb to me. So that's irritating enough as it is, but yeah. So Tokyo, the first world major up. And I believe London is before Boston Boston, then it's London. Yeah. Because in the past, London was a week after Boston or 2 weeks after Boston, somewhere in there. But yeah, so I know Boston is like 7 weeks to go because the podcast that I listen to, one of the running podcasts anyways, was talking about or keeps talking about Boston because he has runs a running company in Texas and he has several athletes getting ready for Boston, which is going to be before you know it. Right around the corner. Eddie Grid III, EG3 podcast here on this Saturday, March 1st, 2025. So yeah, Boston, I'm sure that's going to come up again. It's not the first or it's going to be the last. So to achieve that, I got to do my thing. I got to do my part and do it in Olathe. Home game, which I'm excited about. Why? Because sitting on the sideline for the KC Garmin Marathon, which is in October, and you know, all the people, you have all those people, the home crowd cheering you on, sit and just the atmosphere. Even that, I mean, yes, I said on the previous episode when making the spring marathon announcement that look, that's what caveated this decision to run in front of the home people. Home crowd, as we all like to call it, right? Have the opportunity to see friendly faces and just have a common presence. Not that Chicago was a common presence because it was just crazy, as you know, with the bigger crowds and whatnot. And I'm never going to forget that experience because it was my first ever world major and finishing that. But the opportunity, even better, to run in front of fans, family, they're more closer to home and whatnot. So we have the opportunity to do that. So I figure, you know what? Why not? You know, it's bigger. Running from the home crowd folks, I think it's even bigger, more important than just running your typical world major because all that around it. You're running around fast people and you're running around, well, a whole bunch of fast people that are faster or faster than you. And it's right. Big crowds, expensive. Yeah, I walk around big crowds, big all that other stuff. So for me, I think being able to prepare for this, I'm even more fired up to run in front of everybody. So I'm excited about it. Like I said, you know, going out back to Lawrence out there, which you probably say it's my third home because driving through Lawrence all the time, going to Manhattan and back. It's definitely something. So we'll see what happens. Obviously, as we get closer, we'll talk about it. And got my long run tomorrow and be dealing with IT being issued this week. Unfortunately, because I did feel it toward the end of this run today. So not going to be running anymore today. So hopefully all the slow running I've done the last 2 days now, we can go out and hammer down this long run and we'll see what happens. But yeah, I'm excited for the long runs. We're a little worried about the IT man that I got going on right now in my left knee. Per every several-ish months, irritates a little bit, maybe because of the weather change, probably because of that. So hoping it's nothing serious than that. But yeah, I'll have to work on it some more throughout the day today as we move on into that long run here, as I don't know how many weeks we have left until Olathe. I better start getting on top of that here before too long. We're going to step aside for a quick timeout here on the EG3 Podcast. When we come back, got a kind of a sad announcement here in this podcast to talk about here. And it is about a nutrition product that I've been part of for the last several months. We'll get into that in. But I don't think I have any much more on the plate here for this episode. So we'll step aside here. On this episode, we'll come back and we'll talk about it. Welcome back to the EG3 Podcast. Eddie Gritter III on the backside of this. Finally cold. Got my voice back here recording in Kansas City, Missouri, per usual. Recording on March 1st, 2025. EG3 Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. All right, so I gave the week transition about Kurtz Bar. So I've been telling y'all about for the last, several months. And we received the unfortunate email, unexpected email from our boss. And unfortunately, they had to shut things down. Now, wanted to bring this announcement because you've seen Kurt, especially you're in the KC metro area or on the other side of the Missouri border, you've seen Kurt's Bars, the tents for Kurt's Bars, Energy Bars, right? They're known for the Energy Bars, right? But unfortunately, they will not be able to, resume business, at least for right now, as the email said. And that's how far I'm going to say it there. So I want to take that time to spread that announcement out to the EG3ers out there. Very unfortunate. I don't know the exact reason why, and I'm not going to tell. If I don't know the reason why, then I'm not going to tell you for sure. All I can do is relate the message to you guys there. Very sad. But he said the announcement was for now, so we'll see. He ain't ruling out a comeback, but for now, they're kind of just needing to shut things down, and that is so unfortunate because Kurt's Energy Bars has been a huge, in my opinion, nutrition company for this area. Anyway, so just wanted to bring that to the attention of you guys, because I know a lot of you guys like to purchase Kurt's Bars, which y'all should, by the way, and hopefully they can boot back up, have the permission to boot back up at some point. So that's an unfortunate situation there on that side of the ball. So we'll be praying for Kurt's and everybody else involved with that. I know I've been involved with it for several years now. Oh, not several years. Several months, excuse me, since last summer. So, yeah, so that was very unfortunate. That email I got was in the middle of the week there as well. So that happened there as well. I already told you about the flu situation there. And last but not least here, this is going to switch over to the football side. So I have not mentioned anything about NASCAR and won't, at least for this episode, because we talk a lot about what's been going on with me here this week as we are continuing to prepare for the Garmin Olathe Marathon going down in April, 2 weeks after Boston, which if you're training for Boston or training for London or getting ready for Tokyo or just finished the Shamrock Shuffle today, congratulations, by the way. All right, so this has been, and I'm glad that they didn't take this out of the playbook. And this might be a bad word for Chiefs fans out here, but the tush push, right? Philadelphia Eagles in my opinion, invented it first. Then we saw the Buffalo Bills do it. Somebody, I guess a petition, whatever, went out to all 32 teams and whatnot. I think this is childish. I think this is just straight up childish that, all right, yes, I see the injury aspects of it. Now, the Green Bay Packers, Alex's team, my brother's team, Alex's team, boy, I wanted to give him a hard time on this one. And I'm going to throw his team under the bus on this podcast. But Green Bay Packers submitted, I guess, a letter to the NFL that we don't like this tush push. Let's get rid of it. That's basically what it said. Now get the injury side of it, right? Apparently, Jason Kelce, Travis's brother, was complaining about it, whatnot, and he guys are the one that do it. So, and I think it's just childish. We're in a society now that we want everything handed to a silver platter. I think it's childish. Why were you sitting? Why you guys? Now that's probably half why y'all lost. Y'all said that, but I think it's just straight up childish. I'm glad the NFL decided not to get rid of it. Now, obviously, yes, it has do's and don'ts and whatnot, but you gotta stop it. And you can't stop it. It's like playing a game, simple play on Madden, where a simple team, where you have a favorite play, and the team can't stop it, and you run that same play over and over. That's like Pop Warner. You have a play. If the other team can't stop it, you run it. And Green Bay Packers are the only team that can't stop it. Obviously, Atlanta Falcons can't stop it. Chiefs can't stop it. New York Giants can't stop it. The Commanders can't stop it. If y'all can't stop it, do something about it. Stop it. And the fact that Philadelphia Eagles, and I was shocked. I was straight up shocked when I heard this stat this week. Excuse me. On one of the sports radio stations, I believe it was Karen Harrison on The Drive this week, talked about, brought up this little stat. And the Buffalo Bills, out of the Philadelphia Eagles, the Buffalo Bills ran this play four times than the Philadelphia Eagles. Are you kidding me? Man, that was an eye opener. That's for sure. There, you can't stop it. Do something about it. Stop the damn play. Quit complaining and stop it. I mean, I get the injury side of it, but every sport has injuries. Running has injuries. I'm dealing with IT bandage right now. Baseball, you have the rotator cuff issues, the Tommy John issues. The football, unfortunately, scary part. Listening to more about concussions and whatnot, and that's the scary thing. I'm not playing around with that. But if you can't stop a play as a quarterback sneak, then I don't know what else you got to complain about. So that's a little childish to me there. That tush push, let's get rid of it. Tell the Philadelphia Eagles to get rid of it. No, I ain't doing this today. Just more complaining, and that's just fine. Just stop complaining. That's where I'm getting at with that. Just stop complaining and stop the play. It's probably that's not the only reason y'all lost. A lot of people has lost. Now, fortunately, at least for my Falcons team, we beat the Eagles, but we didn't stop their play. But we somehow beat them, and looking back at that, it's a laugh at it now, given the fact that how the hell we beat the Eagles week two, I don't know. But I got part of it thanks to Saquon Barkley dropping that pass. Otherwise, we sit here talking about a whole different story than that. But yeah, just stop the damn play, because you can't. If you stop it, they might not do it again. But again, it's one of the Philadelphia Eagles, if it's not signature move plays, it's a tush push. So we gotta go out and stop it. Just stop a damn play from running, run. That's all I gotta say for that. EG3 podcast, folks, about to wrap things up here. On this Saturday, just want to get that out there as well. So let's see, K-State wise here to wrap it up here. The women's basketball team getting ready to play their last regular season game against Iowa State tomorrow. When this comes out, we will know who won that. Hopefully, K-State can get off a snide here and win it. Obviously, we were eliminated from Big 12 regular season championship contention after losing early in the week to Baylor that was unfortunate there, as well as star Aoki Lee is dealing with her injury right now and recovering from that injury, and hopefully in time enough for the NCAA tournament. So yeah, NCAA tournament, folks, it's coming in March. March Madness, everybody's favorite month of the year. March Madness going down here, folks. Not for the men's basketball team, but the case, it was women's basketball team for sure. But there's still some unfinished business along with that. I think that's going to cover it for this podcast. Again, Tokyo is going on this weekend. I knew that, but I didn't know the Shamrock Shuffle was going on because that's why we're so locked in right now with this marathon training and gobbling up a lot of miles right now as we have reached, I believe, 600 miles already. Damn. That's all I got to say on that. Again, E3 Podcast, get it. Wherever you get your podcast, Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, Google, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, make sure you subscribe if you're not already to this podcast. We have guys and gals. We have races coming up, but not many. Not as many, though. Three, and sticking to that plan. Only three. Like I said, unfinished business. In a couple weeks, we'll be going out to Lawrence, and we'll preview it. We'll have a preview. We'll do a preview of it. Don't worry. We'll have a preview of it the week beforehand, and we'll have the reaction afterhand as well to see EG3, a.k.a. Fast Eddie, can go under 5 on a road mile. We already know what we can do on the track. Already know what we can do there. He knows what he got to do on the track. That's easy. On the road, find out. We'll find out if EG3 can get it done on the road in a couple weeks. I'm excited to get out there and see what we got. I'm really excited because everybody else has been racing this year. We have not. And I'm getting fired up for it. I'm always fired up, but I'm especially fired up to get back out there and show the folks what we got in store for y'all in 2025. That's going to wrap things up. We made it to the finish line on another episode here on the EG3 Podcast. Again, spread the word. Like, subscribe. Feel free to leave us a rating, 4 or 5 stars preferably, and tell a fellow friend, you're a friend of the host of the show, Eddie Greer III. Yep, you're a friend of Fast Eddie. Make sure you pass it along to your friends and folks out there. That's going to wrap things up. We crossed the finish line of the EG3 Podcast. We'll talk to y'all next week.